The U.S. military is working more closely with Afghan opposition groups. Despite political and diplomatic concerns, U.S. officials are encouraging the opposition Northern Alliance to advance against Afghanistan's Taliban government. U.S. officials say they're airdropping ammunition to the rebels. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says opposition groups are helping the U.S. to find bombing targets.
We have talked before about having a very close liaison with opposition forces, and indeed we do, and they are helping direct some of our strikes.
Several thousand miles away, American soldiers are involved in another war against terrorism. About 24 U.S. military observers have arrived in the Philippines. They're considering how to help the fight against a group with suspected ties to Osama bin Laden. NPR Steve Inskeep reports.
The U.S. team includes Army officers, intelligence specialists, experts in psychological warfare, and more. The American observers arrived in the Philippines last week, and on Sunday, for the first time, they visited one of the main battlefields of the Philippines' long-running guerrilla war. They toured parts of Basilan Island. It's the headquarters for an Islamic fundamentalist group called Abu Sayyaf. For the last 5 months, several thousand Filipino soldiers have been chasing the Abu Sayyaf fighters across the island. They've engaged in dozens of firefights. Filipino Brigadier General Idilberto Adan says the guerrillas often slip away through rough terrain.
Mountainous, jungle, a lot of rivers, trails, very rough. But that's not the only thing.
The other thing is that many of the island's Muslim villagers shelter the guerrillas. Though the group has suffered losses, it continues to hold several hostages, including two Americans. And General Adan says the terrorist group's leader turned up the other day on a radio talk show.
Well, he called. He called a major radio station. He wanted our troops to stop pursuing him.
Then the Abu Sayyaf leader handed the phone to one of his American hostages. Martin Burnham had been kidnapped along with his wife from a beach resort. He said he was tired and scared. To fight the Islamic group, Philippine officials are seeking a dramatic increase in U.S. military assistance. The Bush administration has promised to boost military aid from $2 million a year to $19 million. Filipino officials also want the U.S. to donate surplus weapons and equipment, including Vietnam-era helicopters. Portions of the aid package still require approval from Congress, but officials want to work out the details in time to announce the aid package next month when Philippine President Gloria Arroyo visits the United States. And the U.S. observers now in the country may suggest more military assistance. Officials say the U.S. could offer combat training or intelligence to Filipino troops. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld indicated that the U.S. wants to help the fight against Abu Sayyaf.
And it's a serious problem for them. And it's not an isolated cell. It's a cell that's connected to terrorists across the world.
U.S. officials say they've found numerous links between Abu Sayyaf and Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda organization, though it's not clear how closely they may have worked together. Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law once lived in the Philippines. Filipino officials say he may have helped to finance Islamic groups there. Several other Saudis and Yemenis have passed through the country, and Filipino authorities claim that some helped to train Abu Sayyaf fighters. And terrorist Ramzi Youssef briefly lived in Manila before his arrest and conviction for the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. The Philippines may have been one of several countries on the mind of President Bush's top military advisor when he spoke last week about the campaign against terrorism. General Richard Myers spoke to ABC.
Afghanistan is only in one small piece, so of course we're thinking very broadly. I would say since World War II, we haven't thought this broadly about a campaign.
As it happens, the last time the U.S. fought in the Philippines was World War II. Thousands of Americans died defending the islands against Japan. U.S. and Filipino officials say that in this war, so far, they are not thinking of sending U.S. combat troops to the islands. But in this jungle conflict, the U.S. may be preparing for a larger supporting role. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.